OneSpark started roughly 4 years ago as one of the country's first festivals formed around crowdfunding and startup culture. Hundreds of entrepreneurs or creators packed Hemi Park to try and win favor with potential investors. But costs ballooned and accusations of financial mismanagement flew, resulting in a dramatically shorter event last year. OneSpark chairman and local real estate developer Peter Rummel says partnering with the Jacksonville Jaguars and holding the event at Everbank Field this year should help the festival break even.
We've completely rebooted the business plan, and getting it over here eliminates some enormous costs. That little Wi-Fi example I gave you is just the tip of the iceberg. But we also think that there's an opportunity for sponsorship and some other things. Downtown is just not built for this kind of thing. And this is.
Rummel says between costs like street closures and wireless internet, OneSpark ran about $1 million annually, much of that coming from his own pocket. This time, festival goers will be charged $5 for advance tickets and $10 at the door, as opposed to nothing. OneSpark will kick off with a concert at the adjacent Daly's Place Amphitheater October 5th, followed by the Creator Showcase from the 6th to the 7th. Ryan Bank, 89.9 WJCT News.